This is Varsity 2018.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Motorpoint Arena for this year's Varsity Basketball, one of the staple events in the Nottingham Varsity Series. I am Alex Buxton and I'm joined by Declan Borden, and we will be bringing you all the coverage of the eagerly anticipated women's and men's basketball.
That's correct, Alex. Yes, we are coming to you live from the Motorpoint Arena, which has already played host to the Varsity Ice Hockey, where the green and gold ran out 4-2 winners in front of a bumper crowd. I'm sure both teams will be looking to clinch the bragging rights tonight, but there can only be one winner.
But now we will be passing over to our commentary team, Liam Kenny and Alex Zonneveld.
Decent run here from Rachel Byrne. Pops it out wide.
Brilliant. Ellie Allen, what a brilliant three-pointer to open the score in here, Alex. Wow.
It's an interesting technique, actually, but I mean, if it works, let it go.
And the game so far not being played at the quickest pace, almost. Teams are willing to sit in and you know, hope and get a break, but tired. But I think there's been another foul given against them there. I think that one was against Zerbo for a hand in the face, I believe.
And it's going to be Sayers Benito taking the two free throws here for Nottingham Trent. 16 seconds to go. Sayers Benito, I should say. And that's to tie the game if she makes these two. So interesting result going in after the first quarter as a tie game. I'm sure both teams will be fairly happy if they can, but let's see how the free throws go.
First one not there. Possibly a bit of nerves for Benito.
Lining up a second now.
Just taking a while to compose herself for this. Knows the importance of it. And she's missed that one as well. So nerves really creeping in there to the Trent side. Hopefully for us, that can transmit to a few of the other players and we can start seeing a few mistakes that'll help us build on this two-point lead we have at the moment. 12 seconds left in the quarter. There shouldn't be any more stoppages before the end as Amadi rushes in, finds Samoye, and you've got to imagine that's there. No!
She came very close.
Very close. Nani RT springs it away now for Trent. They'll be looking. It's a huge three-point attempt as the klaxon sounds. But that is the end of the first quarter. University of Nottingham 18, Nottingham Trent University 16. A very entertaining and enthralling first quarter there.
Bentley. Oh, and that was Byrne with a three-pointer.
And the team talk obviously worked there.
Absolutely. I mean, she must have heard you again, I think, Liam.
Yeah, most definitely.
She's done really well there.
And everything we're asking of these green and gold ladies, they're providing in no time at all after. Oh, and brilliant play. Boone again coming away with it.
Got Bentley for support.
The key. Looks for Bishop. Bishop with a three. Great angle on there. Oh, it's off the rim.
It's rebounded by Bentley again.
Yes, straight away.
Bentley is hungry.
This is not good in terms of the match. Trent with a free throw attempt, nothing
it.
But net. As you hear the reaction behind me of the Trent contingent inside the Motorpoint Arena.
Second free throw now for Sayers Benito to possibly put the game out of reach. Doesn't fall.
Doesn't! Which means it is still within the hands of the green and gold.
So 20 seconds now, two play game. They need a quick three or a quick two.
It's possible.
Samoye pushing forward now.
Rufy Bentley. The real bright spark.
Push it forward, Mousson.
Mousson.
Oh, it's Alonso. She has to shoot. Just shoot.
Three. No.
Oh, no. I think that's game over.
And that is game over as Moncana, who's controlled much of this game, will see us into the full-time whistle. End of the match. Trent victorious, 53 points to 48. What a spirited performance from the green and gold.
I'm speechless. I think that, you know what, real respect to Trent. They put in a fantastic show. But how about these UON girls there in the green and gold? They gave it everything.
Yeah, they can really hold their heads high.
In a game where they could have come out and just not bothered, they played their hearts out and they came very, very close to overturning this extremely informed Trent.
It's quite breathtaking to listen to the absolute scenes that is here at the Motorpoint Arena. University of Nottingham against Nottingham Trent University. Our commentators for the evening are Alex and Liam. Take it away, guys.
Not been a brilliant start.
Smith, Yamamoto could do with something good happening here just to inject some belief back into this team as they keep getting intercepted. But Josh Smith gets one back. But then the pass by Linney is stray.
Stuart Wall.
And the green and gold do very well there as the Trent man's picking himself off the guard. That's Nkuzens, who took a heavy knock. Smith smashed by Nkuzens.
Took some big knocks there as he went down.
I don't think he knows quite where he is at the moment.
You know, obviously, point guard, they're used to taking a battering all game long. This has been, I think this has been really sloppy so far.
It's the occasion. I think it's the occasion.
There have been a number of turnovers on both sides, and I think they do have to sort themselves out, to be honest.
Most definitely. And Yamamoto and Smith are the key men here in making things happen. Caitlin seems to be a bit marked out of the game, and Smith loses it for the third time many minutes. Oh, and it's lucky. A very, very lucky escape there for Josh Smith. And he's brought an army of fans with him tonight. He'll be hoping to show him a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it's been a really poor start from both of them. And I think Yujin Yamamoto as well. These are your players where you have to be relying on your point guard, your shooting guard, to sort of be that creative spark. At the minute, they're not giving that.
Here we go. That was brilliant from Yamamoto. But it just rolls over the rim. So, so close as we've got Reece Hill coming forward from the...
He fell down to the large cheer of the UON crowd there.
Straight back
on Ballantyne. Ballantyne drives, puts it... Ooh,
just overshot that a little bit, overzealous. Now Josh Smith again. And I'm getting anxiety watching him on the ball now.
3 minutes in, still no score from UON here. They need to act quickly.
Case Bruton, he's the man for the job. As he does fire off a three-point shot off the rim again.
Intercepted there by Reece Hill off the rim. Put up. Oh, nearly good for another two for France.
Oh, Smith.
And Smith just fumbles it out.
Fourth time he's lost possession this far.
See the coach getting very animated there, Yuniska.
The thing is, you can't really take Smith off because he's so vital to the team.
Not this early, I think. It'll give him a few, it'll completely shatter his confidence if you take him off this early. There's an interception from Smith there. Now he's pushing forwards. He's got support.
Played it outside to Case Bruton with a three. Just not happening at the moment for the green and gold.
So scores 34-31. 8 seconds to go. Smith on the ball.
Shoot!
He's going to shoot.
Dude, he's got to.
Oh, no, he's passed it out to Yamamoto. Ooh, that's a goal. And there's the halftime buzzer. The score is 34-31 to Nottingham Trent. And my goodness, what a half it was, Liam.
I hate to use the old cliche, but an absolute tale of two quarters there with an early start of nightmares from UOM before Reading to salvage back an 11-point deficit down to just 1 point before NTU extending it back to three. Half-time, it's Nottingham Trent University 34, University of Nottingham 31.
And there's a two from France again. It's a 7-point game. That's a three-play game. Still
is that
time.
Unassailable, do you think?
I think there's still time. 4 minutes. They just need to start being more clinical with their finishing. And on comes Case Bruton again.
It's now or never, Case, really, mate.
And off goes Liam Stewart, who hasn't really made much of an impact this quarter, I'm afraid.
You've got to say, if you...
He's been very attacking now.
Yeah, if you're Jan Iske, you're saying Case Bruton, it's now or never.
Yeah. Prove why we got you in.
Yeah, of course. And Josh Smith looks for his mate. He goes a bit static on the run again, and it breaks down, and he's giving it away.
His drives aren't working. He's best when he was passing it around more.
Yeah,
he's giving it away, and it's a Trent ball. 1 minute 15 to go as Trent attack the basket. Puts it up. And it's good there from Tom Ballantyne.
Here we go. 1 minute, 10 seconds left in this varsity fixture. Men's basketball 2018.
It's Yamamoto now.
61-56 to Trent. Yamamoto just trying to force the issue. Finds Linney. Yamamoto again.
He's got space. He's still going.
He's got it. No. He hasn't.
And now 50 seconds to go. It's a 5-point game. Yeah. Trent are going to be in no hurry.
And they'll run this shot clock right down.
They look sad, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I think the team, to be fair, in this last quarter, have really done themselves proud. They've given it their all.
They've lost, essentially.
Yeah, it hasn't been brilliant, has it?
Why are you having a team talk at 4 seconds to go?
I don't know. I'd imagine it's just in case they're going to... Oh, have you seen
that? Reece Hill goes over pretending to miss it. The team talk.
Sneak into the team talk there.
He gets a reprimand off his own players as well. Must have seen David Luiz.
So now what they're going to say, they need to just go for a rapid three.
Yeah. And
just like as fast as they can, just shoot. Oh, he's dropped it.
He has shot the three.
And it's an awful three as well. And that's game over.
That's
And there go Trent. There's a minor court invasion from some of the courtside fans.
This is Varsity 2018.